We've all had to manage lots of change since March this year, and some of us are now having to prepare for even more change as we find ourselves or family members having to return to work, school, college, or a number of those things. I've talked previously about how we can help ourselves to manage change by ensuring we give ourselves time to think and plan in order to prepare for change. But today I'd like to talk to you about another important aspect of managing change that supports our mental health and also becomes part of a set care plan. Routine. Routine generally meaning a fixed or usual way that we do things, and it might include things like I have my usual cup of tea in the morning, or leaving for school or work at a fixed time each day, coming home to watch your usual TV programme, or going to bed at a set time, which is a great way to create a routine to sleep better. But having a routine is really good for our mental health. It means we know what to expect, and we can therefore prepare for it and feel calmer. Routine can reduce stress. When we know what to expect, because it's part of our routine, it's within our comfort zone. This means that we have already experienced it before. We may have done it hundreds of times, and maybe then it's become part of our autopilot, like brushing our teeth. You don't have to think about it, do you? So having routine in our lives means we stay out of our fight or flight system. We know what to expect. We're more calm, we're more in our comfort zone, and there's less to think about. A study on child psychology found that having a good family routine helps children manage their impulsiveness and confrontational moods. It helps them to feel safer and more in control of their environment. Having a routine can range from having everything mapped out for the day, or just one thing in your day that helps to bring you back to that calm, safe space. Having the certainty that that thing will happen can help you manage other uncertainties throughout your day. Another way to think about routine is to call it your daily habit or a self-care plan. So I'd like you to think about what you would like to include in your daily habits or plan. What is important to you? What things support you and help you? What makes you feel good? What makes you feel calm? So how can you incorporate those into your week as a priority before adding in other routines? So let's just look at those questions again. What is important to you? What things support you or help you? What makes you feel good or calm? Spend some time outside. Soak up some vitamin D and breathe in some fresh air. We will all have different ideas about what a routine looks like. So if you haven't got a routine, then I'd suggest you start with one thing that you routinely do. Have breakfast at a set time or go to bed at a set time. And then build on that by thinking about the things that are important to you. So when the environment around us is in a constant flow, having a routine maintains that calm within us. Thanks very much. It's Amanda Hudson from Life MOT.